The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm not sure why my daughter wants me to do certain things for her that she doesn't want her dad, DJ Automatic, to. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I was listening to them talk, Anthony, and I don't remember why or what. She had something to do. And Automatic goes in there and says, hey, your alarm's going off. And she says, oh, okay, can you ask mom to wake me up? Oh. Clearly, dad is standing right there. Why do you want him to deliver the message to me to wake you up?
That's a good sign for you. I think she wants the kind presence of her mother in the morning.
Is that what it is, Anthony?
She doesn't want daddy kicking open the door and saying, get up!
Yeah, dude.
And Automatic, why do you do that? Because that's how you sound when you're trying to wake her up. Because
that's the way you wake somebody up when they don't want to get up.
She might want to get up, but after that, she might want to put the covers over her head.
I think it's like it's a little bit of an inherent gift that mothers have, the ability to wake you up, and it just doesn't feel as mean as an alarm clock or a father, or in my case, my grandma. My grandma would be the one who would wake me up, and it felt like it was like a military boot camp style. She'd just poof, kick the door open.
Anthony!
Get up right now. But my mom, for some other reason, my mom woke me up. It was just the softest voice. And it was just the best whenever your mom wakes you up. I think it's a good compliment to you being a great mother.
Probably because you would get up. And my mom was not she's a very loving mom, but she wasn't like, hey, Dana, get up. She'd just be like, get up.
Oh.
And then I wouldn't get up. And then she'd be like, Dana. And then I'd say, 5 more minutes, mom. Well, and then she'd be like, you better get up right now. Yeah, you better get up right now.
Were you nice to all your daughters? Because it seems like you're very kind to your youngest.
Yeah, I'm really nice to all three of them. Yeah, Kirsten. Kristen, Stasia, and Ava. I was always, hey, Mija, get up. I would make them breakfast, all of that.
Oh, my God.
See, and that's great. But I didn't have that experience growing up. Uh-oh. With my dad.
Automatic.
My dad, he'd kick open the door, poof, and then he'd have the dog with him. And then he would have a handful of, like, cold cuts.
What?
And he would start throwing them on my face, and he'd say, get up. And then as soon as I didn't get up, he'd tell the dog to go get the cold cuts off my face. That'll wake you up. I promise you, that is the best alarm clock in the world, when a dog is eating cold cuts off your face.
Well, wait a minute. If the dog's eating cold cuts off your face, that means you're not getting up. If it's your dad, why aren't you getting up?
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to.
Too tired.
Yeah, I'm tired.
If there's anybody else but DJ Automatic, I would not believe that story, but no, that sounds...
Oh, I 100% believe.
Oh, she's met my dad. My dad was that guy.
Cold cuts on your face is just one story. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
The big one today is National Hangover Day.
Oh, yeah. You know it is. Best cures for a hangover, in my opinion. A little Alka-Seltzer, a little Menudo, lots of water with lemon in it, and some sleep and ibuprofen.
Ooh,
all of the above, and you'll be feeling good. You know it does. You know it does. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll talk a little bit more about that halftime show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't think Kendrick Lamar should have worn the bell bottoms. Let me explain. But first, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
We got Don Omar celebrating today, Emma Roberts, and Elizabeth Banks, a.k.a. Effie, from The Hunger Games.
Now, before we get into Kendrick's performance, I don't know who styled him, but you've told me this many times, DJ Automatic. Because of your height, Dana, there's certain things you can't pull off. And when you're on camera, you got to watch it. And that was not his best look. Those bell bottoms on his short body. Just
shout out to his stylist, who is also Timothy Chalamet's stylist.
Oh, Kylie Jenner's man?
Yep.
But those bell bottoms should have been
maybe
on
she
him.
Thought it was going to elongate his legs.
No.
No matter what, he got on that stage and crushed it, though.
He did a great job. That is not a top 5 Super Bowl performance. Not even close. I know a lot of people are going to be so mad at me, but I'm sorry. Did it knock Prince out?
No, not even close.
Bruno Mars, Beyonce, Katy Perry,
Lady Gaga.
No, it was good though. It was good.
For me, as a hip hop head, I was proud to see a guy that I met in 2009 who was J-Rock's hype man, opening up for Tech N9ne, be on that Super Bowl stage and representing hip hop to the fullest.
You know, I've seen him perform. And I don't think that was his best performance. That I've seen.
What was wrong with it?
Nothing. It just wasn't like what I thought.
It's because you're not as familiar with the music because it's the new album. And that was a choice. That was a personal choice that he made to perform new songs, which if you're not listening to the new album, you're going to be lost.
And I've listened to the new album. But now
you've listened to it. Well, I'm listening to it.
That's right. that's how I feel about the new album. I love it, but it's not like, oh my gosh. And if he hadn't performed Not Like Us, I'm not so sure that.
But he did, and the entire world screamed A minor at the same time.
So
and then there was Serena Williams dancing to it in the corner.
And SZA too. I mean, think about it. Two of Drake's exes up on stage. Kendrick Lamar has won that battle.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's over.
It's been over. That was the nail in the coffin.
It really was. But I'm just saying, shouldn't he have put more attention into his performance instead of dissing Drake?
I think he did. I thought that the choreography looked great. I thought that, you know, as a lyricist, as an MC, to get on stage and do the emphasis on different words. And Kendrick Lamar is the greatest rapper alive right now, hands down. Was it the greatest Super Bowl performance of all time? No, but it was a good performance.
Okay, how do you feel about it, about the halftime show? I said I like it. Don't be calling up here crazy Kendrick Lamar fans and saying, oh my gosh, Dana, I'm just telling you, I expected more. 877-730-DCS1. Tap in.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Number one trending thing, Kendrick Lamar. Let's talk about the halftime show. But first, DJ Automatic celebrity birthdays.
We got Emma Roberts celebrating today. Don Omar and Elizabeth Banks, who is also known as Effie from Hunger Games.
Oh, I love her.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
Okay, I am shocked that Kendrick Lamar performed Not Like Us, because we had heard that it wasn't going to happen, and he teased it during the halftime performance, and really that was the crescendo that everybody was waiting for.
I thought it was a good performance. Was it the best performance of all time? No. Was it the best hip-hop performance of all time? No. I'm still going to give that to Dr. Dre and Snoop and Eminem and Kendrick
but
together.
But Kendrick held it down. I mean, he did.
No, that's the thing. He went out there and represented hip-hop. And that was, to me, I loved it. To some people, I'm sure they didn't understand it.
Well, I know some people were writing like, what was those songs? You know, the only one I knew.
He performed
is
a lot
like
of the
us.
New songs from his new album, well, GNX.
Guess what? The Kendrick fans got it. Everybody else, oh, well, you better listen or something. You know, I don't know what to say. He said he was going to perform all new music from his latest album, and that's exactly what he did.
I did appreciate the symbolism in the beginning when he had the split flag. That was dope. I mean, if you're a Kendrick fan, you know that he's always going to go a little bit deeper. I appreciated the entire crowd screaming A minor.
A minor.
Oh, and then when he looked in the camera and said this.
Say, Drake, I hate you like I'm young.
I couldn't help it. I started to laugh and smile, and then I felt kind of bad for Drake. I'm not going to lie. I felt kind of bad for him.
Well, the nail in the coffin for Drake was when the lights shut out, and then it just said game over in the stands.
It's been over. Drake has been like down and out for a minute. This is diabolical at this point. But Kendrick Lamar is about hip-hop, and he took it out there, and he showed the world that he is the best. And although I love Drake, y'all know I'm a huge Drake fan, he should not try to battle anybody on that level ever again. Stay away for a minute. He's supposed to drop something like February 14th. That's what we want from you, Drake. We want some love songs.
Yeah, let it be. You lost. It's over with. Game over.
Yeah.
We did take some of our favorite parts from the halftime performance. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram and check him out. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of my best girlfriends got dumped over the holidays, and she's never looked better. She's lost so much weight. And here's something, though. She what?
Depression is a hell of a weight loss drug right there.
Okay, so she was sad, but that's not why she lost weight, DJ Automatic. That's what I thought at first. And then we really started talking, and I got into the weeds. She said, yeah, I was upset, but mainly, I want revenge.
Oh, she wants a revenge body.
Yes, she got really comfortable in the relationship. They both did. He left chubby too, don't get me wrong. But she said, I just wasn't loving myself. I wasn't taking care of myself. And when he left me, she got a good look at herself in the mirror and she said, what am I doing here?
Ooh.
What am I doing? So she started to eat right. Hey, let's just be real. New Year resolution, everybody. Most people like, I want to get right with myself. I want to lose weight. And she said, I need to. And not just that, she doesn't understand why for all that time, almost 2 years, she wasn't doing it.
Because
what
you
was
get,
preventing
you get
her?
Comfortable. You get like, once you're in love, love is probably one of the most fattening drugs out there, because you get that comfort and you just want to sit on the couch and cuddle up instead of hitting the gym.
Well, I know, but you still have to, you know, love yourself enough to stay healthy and encourage your partner to do
that
the same.
That takes discipline.
Well, I think that's also why they broke up. There was none of that internal self-love for each other that kept each other motivated and going.
Possibly, Anthony, and the fact that he's not a good man. She's such a good woman. He was not good for her. I feel like that's why she wasn't loving herself.
Yeah.
Because he didn't treat her very well. Do you know, this is a deeper convo, you know?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and then I don't know why your friend got fat during the relationship. Oh, I don't know what to say.
But I will say one of the greatest comeback bodies of all time is the Kardashian. Which one? The sister?
Khloe.
Khloe. Khloe Kardashian.
You know, she had a show called Revenge Bod.
I remember it because I remember it was on every time you were watching one of your shows.
Well,
it would come
whatever.
On.
Yeah, because she did. She was always, this is so terrible, but she was always called the fat, ugly sister. And she's far from that.
I know that feeling.
Why are you saying that?
Well, compared to my brothers, I'm the thicker one now in adulthood.
Are you serious?
Sure.
Do they tease you?
Oh yeah, dude. Of course. That's all it is.
That's part of being a brother.
Yeah. That's
like, I'm an only child. I don't know automatic.
You remember when I got fat and my brothers wouldn't let it go? They were like, every time I saw them, they're like, bro, you are fat.
You know the worst part about that? You didn't believe them, and they were right.
Well,
Otto, you gained 48 pounds when I was pregnant. I only gained 19.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess this is my revenge body. I don't know.
Look, you could sometimes take a bad situation like my girlfriend did, who will remain nameless because I promised that I wouldn't say her name. She took that bad situation and she turned it into something good for herself. Yes. And she's healthy and she's feeling good and maybe getting a little revenge too.
I think my revenge body is going to go the opposite way. It'll be a weight gain journey.
So that what
way,
it is,
yeah.
Anthony?
So that way, when that person looks back and they're like, "You dated that dude?" And I'm like, "Yep, all fat and everything."
And I still got her.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What's your sign with Sir Madi? Welcome, Madi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. You know, we got a very important message from one of our listeners. I have to play it for you. Take a listen.
Hi, Dana. My name is Brittany, and I just heard Sir Madi. And I lost my 14-month-old on Friday. So that was absolutely him talking to me through y'all, and I really needed that. So thank y'all so much, and God bless you, Hermione, for her gifts, and I hope y'all have a beautiful day. I listen to y'all every day from the time that y'all get on to the time that y'all get off. So thank you for being here for me. I love y'all. And rest in peace, Saint Vincent. May he fly high forever. I love y'all so much. Thank you.
Madi, I'm so emotional hearing that, but I wanted you to know that your words matter and they help people.
That makes me so emotional. Oh my goodness. I'm so happy that I am able to convey a spiritual message that can connect because we're all in this together, right? Energy is fluid. We're all very much the same, even though we have different experiences. So it's been an honor.
I'm glad that you did something for her that could relieve her of just a little pain.
Absolutely.
Oh, all right, Sir Madi, what is our spiritual forecast for the week?
So this week we have a full moon in the sign of Leo. I know Automatic is a Leo, so shout out to you.
It's my season, Dana. You heard that.
I know, Automatic. Aye, aye, aye. You're getting him started, Madi, but go ahead.
Yeah, so we have a full moon, and this week the message is, when the road gets a little bit rocky, overcoming it or finding a new path is part of our destination. And this is a period of soul searching. So we're allowed to retreat whenever we don't feel 100%, knowing that on the other side of that, we're going to become stronger like the lion.
Oh my gosh, stronger like the lion. Because the lion is the king of the day. They don't call you the...
I'm the king, Dana. Just remember that, okay?
I was going to say, they don't call you the king of the jungle for nothing. What do you think it is that at times gives you the strength to overcome those situations? Like the woman who called, you know, just listening to you helped her feel better.
Absolutely. On a soul level, our souls are so intelligent. Not in a mindful way where we think of things and try to make sense of things, but our spirit is intelligent. It's intelligent in the sense of energy, and we're able to connect not just to each other, which is super important, but when we retreat and connect to our spiritual selves, we allow that part of us to speak and to heal and to know that we love it. We have to tell ourselves often, and in the mirror even, you are loved, because maybe we didn't hear that enough growing up, and maybe we need to hear that more. Doing that more often is really going to allow us to propel forward. Finding community is important too.
When you said looking at yourself and saying, I love you, you are loved, and you maybe not giving that as a child, everyone needs love, no matter how old you are. And it's okay to feel like you want it. Madi, thank you so much. Thank you. If you'd like to connect with her, follow her at Illis Divinity on Instagram, or to get on the list to be on the radio, call 877-730-DCS1. And we'll try to get you on the radio for a reading with Sierra Madi. Madi, we will talk to you again next Monday, Mujer. I love you. Thank you.
I love you guys too.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Most called out day of the year is today. DJ Automatic's got those hangover food cures and food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. All right, so let's just be real. 40-22. That was a blowout game last night.
That's what I like to call a whooping.
That Automatic, it really was.
From jump.
And I had no skin in the game, but it was, I'm not going to lie, it was kind of boring. And the commercials,
I thought for sure the Chiefs were going to have, like, at least they were going to show up. But shout out to the Eagles. I mean, Jalen Hurts got his MVP. Saquon Barkley finally got that Super Bowl championship that he deserves. He also got me my fantasy football championship this year, so I'm happy for him.
Well, I wish you would have placed a bet on him for the Super Bowl. We could have had a little money in our pockets, Automatic.
How would I know that the Chiefs were just not going to show
up
at all?
The same reason you knew he was going to get you that Super Bowl, whatever fantasy football championship, Automatic, the same way.
I'd be in a different profession if I knew all
I
that.
I guess.
Day.
Anyway, shout out Taylor Swift. I felt bad for her. She got booed. Did you hear this? She handled it like a champ, though. She kind of smiled, did a little side eye. I mean, what are you going to do? You know,
I'm sure she's making Travis feel better about his loss tonight.
Oh, I'm sure they had a lot of fun. I don't know, though, if you're that depressed. He probably wasn't into hugging or kissing or anything.
What if she dumps him? What if she's like, I can't be with a loser that lost by that much.
She is not going to dump him. And if I'll be honest, the commercials, like I said, meh. If it wasn't for Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance, I don't think it would have been good.
He was the highlight of the night. Was it the best Super Bowl performance of all time? No, but it was the highlight of the night.
You know, I started thinking about something you said. You really can't compare what he did to anyone else. Kendrick Lamar is who he is. He's going to do what he does, and that's why he's on top.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
So if you're hungover today, here are some of the foods that you should be eating to get rid of that hangover. First one, eggs, then bananas, peanut butter and crackers, bread, carb it up, soak up all that alcohol that's in your system. Salmon works, and then of course like watermelon and celery because they're water-based, and broccoli too.
What about menudo?
Menudo soups, yes, like because they're water-based, so chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, but you gotta say menudo, something chiloso, something hot. Like I like really spicy stuff, even pho. Like really hot pho, you know, when you're hungover.
It does help.
What's your best hangover cure when it comes to like, you just feel really
Mine's
bad?
Mine's Pedialyte and aspirin.
Automatic, yours is sleep. Anytime you're hungover, I better not bother you. 877-730-DCS1. Now, what do we have for National Day?
It's National Home Warranty Day, so if you got really upset about losing those bets and threw something at your TV, today's the day to call your National Home Warranty people. It's also National Football Hangover Day, so I already gave you all the tips on that.
Yep.
It's National Cream Cheese Brownie Day, which is delicious.
You know what, hangover or not, that sounds so good. Cream cheese brownies, oh my gosh, and you got to burn them just a little bit in the oven. Burnt edges, my favorites.
And the last one we got, it's National Umbrella Day. Don't get caught in the rain without one.
And don't open an umbrella inside the house. You know it's bad luck, right?
Yep.
Have you had people do that? I will not be in your presence if you do any of that sorcery right there. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love that our daughter, DJ Automatic, I love that she likes me to wake her up for school because I have a much more gentle approach than you. You know, we had to talk about this earlier because I don't know why she would say, Dad, tell mom to wake me up. And then I thought about it because you yell, time to get up, Ava. Ava, Matter, get up.
Well,
nobody wants to wake up to that, right, nobody, Anthony?
I mean, one fond memory I have of my childhood is being waken up by my mother. Never.
Nicely. For, like, Anthony, it's time for school.
Yes.
Right?
For me, the drill sergeant was my grandma. She would kick in that door, similar to, I guess, how DJ Automatic does with y'all's daughter.
Why do you do that, Otto?
Because she's got to wake up. And that's the way I was treated as a child. So I feel like I can reciprocate that energy towards her.
Part of the reason she has such a hard time is because you're a night person. And you have taught her to stay up late. You're the guy that wants to be on the TikTok and the Instagram and the Facebook and watch whatever everything's going at once. Anthony, it drives me insane. I'm like, can you turn off one of your devices? Please, sir.
You guys don't do that? You don't watch TV and be on your phone at the same time?
And listen
then maybe
to music.
Have some music going in the background?
Nobody is psychotic in this studio but you, DJ Automatic. And then the worst part, I'm like, can you do that? He's like, it helps me sleep. What?
Oh, no.
I have to have noise. I have to have like something going on in order to fall asleep.
Are you a TV on person when you sleep?
Oh, every night.
Oh, whoa. No.
My entire life, I've had the TV on when I fell asleep, so I can't do it without.
And I can't with it, so we've come to this happy medium. Automatic and I have Alexa play either thunderstorm sounds or ocean sounds.
Okay.
He needs some kind of noise, and I'm down with it, so...
See, and when I was just a little hood rat kid, I used to have the fan just blowing right in my face, so it was just like...
I love that sound. I know what you're talking about.
Am I the weirdo because I fall asleep with nothing?
Anthony, what?
Yeah, I fall asleep just pure darkness.
Psycho.
Yeah, that's...
How can you sleep with nothing? There's like, you can hear yourself breathe.
Now I'm sorry, this is weird. I'm the weirdo.
Wait,
here.
No music, nothing.
Nothing.
Don't you hear the people outside? Don't you hear your neighbors? Don't you hear...
I hear traffic going by every once in a while, but for the most part, it's just me in a dark room in silence getting ready for bed. And
I don't
that
even...
does sound pretty crazy when I describe it.
I actually can't even imagine going to sleep with no sound at all. It sounds weird to me. And even though I'm okay with waking up early, obviously we have to. We do a radio show pretty darn early. I'm not a morning person. I like to be up late.
I used to be, so you say I'm a night person, and I did used to be a night person, but now I fully enjoy waking up early. I don't know why. I mean, I guess I just got a case of the olds, but.
You know what's worse too, Otto? Now that I think about it, when you're awake, the whole house got to be awake. It's Saturday, and I'm finally thinking I can sleep past 6 a.m., whatever.
And then she hears all my devices going.
Or you'll get up and start banging doors, yeah. Opening doors, closing doors.
Cleaning
good morning,
the backyard.
Good morning. It's not a good morning when you're in my face and I'm trying to sleep late.
Climbing cabinet doors and everything like that, just getting it going.
You know who used to do that? My nana.
Oh, no.
She used to do that. It's time to wake up. She would
rise and shine, baby girl.
No, I don't like that at all. I don't like it. I think that if you wake up early, you should allow everybody else in the house to sleep as late as possible. I do it for you. I'm so quiet.
I'm on the same energy as Anthony's grandma, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.